May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1102. Why those fears? Behold, 'tis Jesus holds the helm and guides the ship. Spread the sails and catch the breezes sent to waft us through the deep to the regions where the mourners cease to weep. Hymn 1102.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God. We'll read together from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapters 50 and 54. So the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapters 50 and 54. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea, I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that pluck off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall all wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. And now chapter 54. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy Maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colours, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And may the Lord bless the reading of his holy word to us, and may he now help us in prayer. Merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we thank thee for thy goodness and mercy in granting us this opportunity to meet together around thy word. We thank thee for this house of prayer. We thank thee, Lord, for thy word. We pray, gracious God, that thou wilt grant thy blessing upon that reading of thy word and upon the preaching of thy word here this evening. And we seek, Lord, thy blessing upon the services of thy house here, and thy blessing upon the gathering of thy people as they meet together here, week by week, service by service. Lord, we pray that it might be unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Lord, as they come into this house of prayer, may they know thy presence, thy blessing here in worship. We do pray, Lord, that thy presence might be known among us here this evening. Lord, we thank thee for thy promise. For thou hast said that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. We pray, Lord, that thy presence might be known in this gathering here this evening, that thou wilt command the blessing, even life forevermore. Do open up our understanding of thy word. We pray, Lord Jesus, that thou wilt send thy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, may be poured out upon us, that our hearts might be opened to receive thy word, and that thou wilt apply the word with power, that he may take of the things of Jesus and reveal them unto us, that the power and the unction might be of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that we may know thy blessing, that the word that is read and preached may be a living word to us each. We pray, Lord, that thou look upon us as we gather here this evening, that thou look upon us through thy Son, in whose name we meet, and that we may obtain mercy in the sight of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may be seen in him, or that we may be found accepted in the Beloved. And pray, Lord, that thou grant us that the light and the liberty of the gospel might shine into our hearts. That most gracious Lord, thou wilt shine upon thy word and shine into our hearts. And grant, Lord, that we may be sweetly drawn and constrained. And, Lord, we pray that the love of God might be shed abroad in our hearts. Lord, we do ask that thou wilt remember each who have gathered here this evening. Lord, thou knowest how we have come. Thou knowest, Lord, what we stand in need of. Thou knowest, Lord, what each are passing through. And Lord, we pray that thy word this evening may prove to be a word in season, that we may leave different to how we have come, that there may be those things for us to take home, that thy word may be made precious to us, and Christ Jesus made precious to us each. Oh, we think of that word, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Lord, may we be found with a heart in whose thy Son is precious. Oh, we pray, most merciful Lord, that thou wilt reveal thy Son in us, that thou wilt confirm us among the living family of God, that, Lord, we may have those things which show clearly that we are numbered among thy children. Do confirm our evidences. Do confirm our part, our place among thy people. Lord, do gather in those who may feel even this evening to be outside, outside of thy family, outside of the promises, who look on and maybe feel to look in upon thy people and yet stand afar off. Lord, we pray that thou bring them near and bring them in, that they may feel at home. Oh Lord, we ask that thou wilt not leave them to be just onlookers, but may they be partakers, taking part in these precious things, having a part among the living children of God. Lord, do then remember each in their need. Grant, Lord, that supply of every need. Oh, that word of the apostle, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We look to thee, dear Lord Jesus. To whom else can we go? Lord, we are full of sin. We have so much in us and around us which give evidence to the corruptions of our fallen nature. Oh, we need the friend of sinners. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray that thou wilt look upon us in thy mercy, that thou, Lord, draw us to thyself as the sinner's only hope. And Lord, do show us each both our need and the answer to our need. Oh, that it might please thee, Lord Jesus, to draw us to thy feet and to grant us those sweet tokens of thy love. Oh, do, Lord, meet with sinners in the way, in convincing them of their sin, and bringing them to thy feet in humble confession of that sin. Oh, do fulfil thy promise, Lord, for thy word declares, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We come, Lord Jesus, to thee for cleansing, to be washed from all our sin, or to be washed in that fountain open for sin and for uncleanness. And we come for that clothing. Oh, we have no righteousness of our own. Oh, we must, Lord, be brought to see it, our life, for what it is. Our best being stained and dyed with sin. Our all is nothing worth. To cast it aside and to look for that robe of righteousness, that robe of the life of Christ, that provision of God in the Son of God, oh, his death, his life, that glorious resurrection, that clear token of that acceptance, of that sacrifice for sin. And we pray, Lord, that we may see in him our every need met and know those covenant blessings to be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord our God, that we may know and believe that where thou art, we shall and must be also. And Lord Jesus, thou hast gone on before. That great and glorious shepherd of the sheep, the great head of the church. We pray, Lord, that we may be made true followers, following the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Oh, Lord, then help us in that following. Oh, that we may be following in the footsteps of the flock. Oh, that we may be, Lord, among those who are strangers and foreigners here upon earth, hastening onward, travelling home, this not being our rest here below, it is polluted, desiring that heavenly rest, that city not made with hands, whose builder and maker is God. Oh, then, Lord, do work in us each to will and to do of thy good pleasure. Oh, may we have a desire, Lord, having received freely from thy hand, oh, may we have that desire to witness to this world around of the good hope we have in Jesus' precious blood. Oh, may we not be ashamed of Jesus, but rather may we be made willing, constrained by thy love, to take up our cross and to follow thee. Do remember each of the friends that meet here, and Lord, remember those that listen in, any, Lord, unable to be here this evening. O Lord, we pray that thou gather in from the congregation into the church. O Lord, do constrain them by thy love, that they may, Lord, be compelled to tell what thou hast done for their soul. O Lord, may there be that faith given to walk in thy ways, in humble gospel obedience, put on that open profession and to walk in gospel liberty. Oh, we do ask, Lord, that thou shine thy light upon the word and upon the path that they should walk. And grant, Lord, that thy presence and thy blessing may be made known. Do remember this people, Lord. Do supply their every need. Do, Lord, bless thy servants as they come in and out among them. Do grant, Lord, that thou wilt build up this cause of truth in their most holy faith. Gather in from this village and surrounding area. And cause, Lord, thy name to be glorified and magnified in this place. May thy glory fill this place. May sinners be compelled to come in and hear the good news of the gospel. And Lord, may there be those signs following the preaching of thy word. We thank thee for all that thou hast done here over many years. We pray that thou continue, that thy work might appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Oh, do, Lord, then shine upon this cause of truth. Preserve and keep and maintain a witness here to the end of time. Bless the children and rising generation. Do fix them in the and plant them in the house of God. Oh, that there may be those here in this place raised up, those who preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Mothers in Israel, praying souls, and the burden of prayer laid upon them, of travailing and wrestling in prayer. Oh, may the church here travail and bring forth children. Oh, Lord, may all be for thy honour and thy glory. Do then supply every need, whether young, those in midlife, or those in older age. Lord, we know and are not ignorant that the old must die and the young may die. Lord, may we, in the busyness of our lives and in the many and the multitude of our cares, may not lose sight of that certainty. But Lord, may we seek to be prepared. We need thy preparation in our heart. And Lord, we pray that each may be prepared of thee, made ready, made right, that when that time comes and we are called to stand before thee, oh, that we may stand in the merits, in faith, believing in Jesus Christ and him crucified. May that be our one true and only foundation. Or may we be found standing on that rock, that one and true and sure foundation. Or may we not, Lord, sink at that great day, but be raised to glory at last. Do then prepare us each, and leave us not, Lord, to perish in our sin, but save us with that everlasting salvation. We ask these things, Lord Jesus. We seek the forgiveness of anything amiss in our worship. And Lord, may thy word abide and remain with us. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let's continue by singing hymn 754. 754. Holy Comforter, descend, testify of Christ the Lamb, from the foe our hearts defend, and with zeal our hearts inflame. Hymn 754.
you turn with me to the Song of Solomon in chapter 8. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from the opening part of verse 5. The Song of Solomon, chapter 8, in the opening part of verse 5. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? So the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, and the opening part of verse 5. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? This is a question. A question, friends, for you and I this evening. Who is this? Who is this? Well, this is the bride of Christ. This is the church of God. The dearly loved people of God. That people from every tribe, kindred and tongue, scattered throughout time, that the children of God, the living family of God, this is the redeemed church of God. Who is this? Sinners saved by his grace. Sinners who have found mercy in Jesus Christ. Sinners who deserve an endless punishment in hell, but have been brought to see their need and flee to refuge, for refuge, to that refuge that is in Christ Jesus. A greatly favoured people. The people that have everything. The people that have everything. Who is this? Oh, have you seen them? Have you known them? You've had a few pass through this place, haven't you, over the years. What a favour, what a privilege. You've looked on and you've known the Lord's hand upon them. Oh, some of them have given witness to it, spoken of it, what the Lord meant to them, how he had called them as brands and plucked them as brands from the burning, how they thought they were heading to an endless ruin in hell, and yet the Lord in his love and mercy met with them, stopped them, caused them to see where they were going, bring them into a sense of guilt and condemnation over their own sin, and then revealed his Son in them as their only hope, showing them their need of the forgiveness of God, bringing them to see how essential and vital for them is the putting away of sin, that sacrifice for sin. You think of those Old Testament sacrifices. There were the offerings for sin. And then there were those sweet savour offerings, and how the sin offering was made. And then there was those offerings, those sweet savour offerings, and how they spoke of that acceptable life of Christ, that sweet smelling savour that ascends to heaven. And in the Old Testament it ascended up to heaven. And how those two things are essential for a sinner. The sacrifice for sin, the atonement to be made. And that death of Christ. How precious the life of Christ. And so we have this. Who is this? You know, friends, they've been brought to lean. And I speak carefully now. They've been brought to lean upon the Lord Jesus. Just as those in that high priest would lean upon that sacrifice. As he would, as it were, press down in that mystical yet clear sign of that transfer of sin on that sin offering, that confession of sin, and how he would press upon the sacrifice. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness leaning upon her beloved, leaning upon the beloved Lamb of God, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world? Have you had to lean upon him in that sense? Or have you had to come as a guilty sinner? My faith would lay her hand on that dear head of thine, while like a penitent I stand and there confess my sin. Think of that scapegoat. And the high priest, the priest would take the goat by the head, both hands. And there he would confess the sin of himself and the people. Or that it might be taken then by the hand of that fit man and taken into the wilderness. The scapegoat. It's your only hope, isn't it? Your sin is to be taken out of the way. Oh, that the Lord, taking our sin upon himself. That's what those sacrifices set forth. The transferring of sin from the sinner to the Saviour. You know, friends, what faith was needed to take that goat by the head with both hands and to look forward to Christ, to take that goat by the head and confess sin? What faith was needed to look beyond what was held, and look by faith to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? what faith is needed by the children of God in a gospel day. Look back by faith upon the sacred word that reveals the complete finished work of Jesus Christ, and believe that almost 2,000 years ago that our sin was laid on him there. Believe that he had eternal thoughts of love toward us. Believe that we were bound up in that bundle of life with the Lord our God. Believe that in that covenant we, in this day, this difficult day, that we were laid on his holy heart and mind. That when he came to save his people from their sins, he came to save us. That when he came down from heaven to this earth and took that holy human body and soul into union with his divine nature, he did it. And we were bound up with him. And he came to save the whole church of God. We were not forgotten of him. Though we cannot see why we should be, why we should be considered, why we should have been looked upon with any favour, yet faith given to look to the mercy and the grace of God, and to that precious, precious blood that did for sin atone. Who is this? Who is this? Guilty sinners. That's who it is. Oh, have you seen the Church of God? And, oh, friends, maybe you have a view of them. You see the blessings and the safety and security of the people of God. But, friends, let's be clear. They're all sinners. All sinners. All carrying, have carried that sin, been found walking in the ways of sin. Who is this that cometh up? You see, they were found in the wilderness. They were born dead in trespasses and in sins. They were born as far from God as sheep can run. They were born lost in this world. But eternal love says they must be found. They must be recovered. They must be brought back. Oh, they must be brought up out. The word here says up from. Who is this and where are they coming from? Well, they're coming up from the wilderness. They were in the wilderness of this world. It's like a waste howling wilderness to this travelling one, this one that we have in our verse this evening. To her, to the church, now she's quickened. Now she's moving in the things of God, in the ways of God. Now she's walking in gospel obedience. Now she's following her beloved. She's walking with him. She's coming up out of the wilderness. But it wasn't the wilderness. Once it was a pleasure. It was a delight. No, it wasn't an unnatural place. No, it was where she might have called home once. Who is this? I said it was a sinner saved by grace. She's been brought to see that the pleasures of this world are but for a season. Brought to see the emptiness of all that the world can offer. Brought to feel no satisfaction any longer in those things of the world. Brought to feel that aching void, a gap, a space. Oh, that which cannot be filled with pleasure any longer. Brought into a concern, feeling the emptiness of these things of this time to state. Oh, finding no more the satisfaction they once found with the earthly pleasures, the lust of the flesh, the deceitfulness of riches. Oh, that wrapped up in these things, oh, there was a hunger and thirst for more of them. But now the desires have been moved away. Oh, there's been that change. Oh, there's been some enlightening. There's been some view of these things for what they are. These can never satisfy. They once did, but no longer. They once did, but no longer can they. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. All that the world has to offer, its promises, its joys, its pleasures, is soon over. Something else has to replace it. Something else has to fill it. Because nothing lasts. Nothing endures. This one has been stirred up. This people have had their hearts stirred up. This people have been brought to see something of it and find that they are not satisfied. A dissatisfaction. The Lord has been pleased to show them something of where they are. He's made them alive spiritually. Oh, where there was no spiritual life, then the carnal mind is at ease. And the flesh is satisfied. But when spiritual life is given, this world cannot satisfy. It must have more. And they come up like Ruth out of the land of Moab. You know, she was once happy in Moab. She married a Moabite. Her life was in Moab. But that set time came. And that period that's known to God had come. That set time to favour her. There she was, given that desire to be found among the people of God, to worship, to know, to trust in the Lord God of Israel. Moab couldn't offer what her soul needed. So she went with Naomi and went to that strange people of whom she was not familiar. But her desire, the desire of her heart was such that thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. She says, where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. We know we've passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. Who is this that's coming up out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Oh, they living family of God. Oh, they're brought to love one another as their love centers in one, Jesus Christ. Thy God, thy God, my God, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Coming up out of the wilderness, going to a land which is strange and unfamiliar, but one where she will feel at home. Oh, wanting, desiring to be among the people of God. Oh, maybe you haven't got what you feel others have got this evening, but have you got that desire? Has that risen up in your heart? You'd maybe say, I don't know much this evening, but I know this. Oh, I want to be found among the people of God. A people that I didn't feel that I wanted to be among at one time, but now I feel I want to be among them. I want to go where they go. I want to go into the house of God with them. I want to be found worshipping with them. If it be the Lord might bless me, if it be the Lord might speak to me, if it be that the Lord might look upon me and give me what they have, that I too might be being able to put on that same open profession. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness? Just like the children of Israel, coming up out of Egypt. Oh, friends, they have to be brought out from under the hand of bondage. Brought out from under the captivity. Brought out from under being a slave. Brought into the liberty and into the freedom. Oh, and it wasn't in Egypt. It was to be found. Deliverance was found there. The Lord said, I am come down to deliver them. That time had come. Oh, after many years, the Lord, having heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, he says, for I know their sorrows. Oh, as a few here this evening, you remember that time when you were in your Egypt. You are You were sold under sin. And you had no power to deliver yourself. And you could not set yourself free from it. You couldn't rid yourself of it. It had that power over you. You see, you've got to come up out of Egypt. But to come up and out from the power and dominion of sin is beyond you. You've no strength to set yourself free. But what does the Lord say? I am come down to deliver them. Oh, he knows our weakness. He remembereth our frame. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Oh, what is it then? I have heard their cry. Are you among that people that are crying out? Oh, that's a mark of a living soul, isn't it? There's no crying out in the graveyard, is there? There's crying out where there's life. Oh, to cry out under those burdens. To cry out for his help. To call upon him. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. Well, this one who's coming up from the wilderness, she's had to cry out, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. That's worship, isn't it? When a poor creature cries to his creator, Lord, help me. When he cries out in all his need, knowing his unworthiness, but still, I need that help. Lord, help me. Oh, I know, like that Syrophoenician woman, I'm not worthy. Oh, to take of the children's bread, but I need help. Lord, help me. Seeing that his love and grace far outweighs all our guilt and shame. Oh, that need of soul, that pressing weight of sin is outweighed by the mercy and love of Jesus Christ. Lord, help me. No, up out of Egypt. Out they came. Then there's the wandering through the wilderness. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Friends, there's that deliverance, but then there's that journeying onward. And you know, friends, none of us in this chapel this evening are out of the wilderness in this sense. Oh, there's a few here this evening, and I know the Lord has set you free. And he's given you a good hope in his grace and in his precious blood and glorious righteousness. And he's your only hope. But you've not reached the promised land. You're coming up out. Oh, you've begun to come. You're travelling, but you've not reached the destination. Oh, we've spoken of who it is and where they've come from. But friends, they're going somewhere. They're coming up out of the wilderness to go where? Oh, to be found in heaven at last. It's the glory of heaven that awaits. It's the great and glorious promised land. It's Emmanuel's land that lies before them. But how can they? Though they're now free, how can they make it to the end? Oh, how can they walk through this wilderness of this world? Now an enlightened sinner. Now a born-again sinner. A quickened sinner. A sinner made alive in the things of God, but still in a body of sin. How will they? How will they make it safely through? How will they not perish in this wilderness? How will they not be turned aside in the wilderness? How will they not lose their way in this wilderness? How will the old enemy not overcome them in this wilderness? How will they stand and endure to the end in this wilderness? You see, when they look at themselves, everything's uncertain. They've got the memory of what they once were. They've got a keen sense of their own weakness and their foolishness and their own inability. But friends, it's in this leaning upon her beloved. It's in this, isn't it? We read in our readings, in Isaiah 50, well, the Lord says, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light?" You see, this coming up out of the wilderness, friends, it's coming up through out of much tribulation. It's not a path of ease. Oh, I wouldn't have anyone be ignorant this evening of this. You know, do not expect it. The word of God makes this clear. If we're so helped to see it. This pressing toward the mark. This endeavouring. This persevering to the end. Friends, the Apostle Paul speaks of a conflict, a warfare. And at times, it isn't all light and a sense of life, light and liberty. But there's something, friends, that is known even in times of darkness. And that is that the Lord is at hand. You say, well, I don't feel him to be at hand. No, but you have to then look to the promises and rest on the foundation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. This is the one whom she leans on. Oh, she's had to trust him for her deliverance, for her release from bondage. And now she's got to walk out a path of trusting in him. In darkness and in light, in joy and in sorrow. In the storms as well as in the fair weather. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. And stay upon his God. Oh, don't resort to creating those sparks of your own. But be content with such things as he has said. Be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee. Nor forsake thee. Friends, you don't need any man-made sparks. You have the word of God that abideth forever. He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And you'll prove it. When that darkness comes to an end, Oh, and there's that joy as the sun rises. Then the light begins to appear, the light of his countenance, the light shining upon his word. You resting in the darkness, not of unbelief, but in that darkness you rest in faith, trusting in the Lord with all your heart, and not leaning to your own understanding. You have to lean on him. And the darkness has come, friends, at times. And then what's the core? Why? Why has he brought it? Why has he caused it to come? Oh, that you might lean harder upon him. You might be brought to lean upon him in prayer, casting all your care upon him. For he careth for you. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He is to uphold you, to make known his everlasting arms to you, to prove to you his faithfulness, to prove to you the strength of his word and the promises that he has spoken. They are yea and amen in Jesus Christ. And not one of them can fail. Not one of them. And friends, this one that's leaning, that's coming up from the wilderness, she has everything. She has everything. Everything that she needs. The fullness is in Christ Jesus. In her beloved. Everything is there. The grace she needs, the strength she needs, the help she needs, it's there. And he's with her in it. He hasn't brought her up to now abandon her. Oh, she'll have often cause, the church of God will have often cause of shame and regret over her behaviour, her fretting, her lack of faith, her distrust. But he has not brought her with his precious blood to cast her off at last. He didn't die for her to now throw her away. He brought her with his own heart's blood. He made that wonderful provision. She must be, will be, with him forever. Being brought up out of the wilderness. Friends, is there a few of you struggling in this wilderness path? Oh, and there's not many signs, maybe, of how you thought it might be. Walking in the glorious light of the gospel and the shining light of his presence. But you're being hit with a wind and waves and a storm. And oh, you wonder where it will all end. Oh, may it drive you to that rock of ages. Oh, may it force you up against that rock. May it drive you closer and nearer to him. Oh, may it bring forth strong crying from your heart. Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Oh, may it bring you often to his feet. Oh, with that confession of your wanderings and your slothfulness and your unwillingness at times and your loitering in the way. May it be often you find the merciful kindness of your God, giving you those fresh tokens of his love and mercy. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee, drawing you with the cords of love, drawing you through, drawing you nearer. Like the other illustration of the ship and that anchor that's cast. Friends, that anchor cast, the church has cast its anchor. In Jesus Christ, that solid rock. Oh, that is into him who is now in glory. Oh, that glorious God-man, Jesus Christ, who now sits at the Father's right hand. Oh, he is all sufficient. His grace is sufficient. His love, that superabounding love, is more than a match for her treacherous, unbelieving, doubting heart. And oh, he has in the palms of his hands engraven her name. And he says, can a woman forget her sucking child? That she shall not have compassion on the son of her womb. Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee, poor, tempted, burdened, travelling one this evening. Behold, I've graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. All that concerns you, all that interests you, all that you need, all the way the Lord is leading you. Friends, as that good shepherd, he's leading you in that right way. Oh, then may our desire be, oh, to have that union and communion with him. Oh, that in that travelling through this wilderness, we might feel that the Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We might hear his voice. We might have that desire for the closer walk with him. Oh, that we might eschew evil and seek for that close walk, that we might be found hearing his voice, feeling his presence, and knowing that all is well. In every step of our way, we are travelling home to God. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Oh, may it be every one of us here this evening. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Charles Woolboy is expected to preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Wheatley next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 570. 570. The Lord on high his love proclaims and makes his goodness known. To men deserving endless pains, he gave his only son. Hymn 570.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with you each, now and for evermore. Amen.